Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the 12th day of January 2006, and we're going to be live now for the next 2 hours, already into the second hour, and for the majority of the next 2 hours, I'm honored to be joined by Professor Tex Mars, Pastor Tex Mars, author, best-selling author, both with scientific manuals to best-selling books about robotics, to books about how to pass military tests, to books about the New World Order. Tex is quite an individual. We're honored to have him with us right here, of course, in Central Texas. And Tex also married myself and my wife, Violet, so we are also especially honored with that. He's one of the most gracious and sweet people I know. And I hate to bring this up, but he's here with his wife just a few weeks after they lost their daughters. We should all be very supportive of Tex and Wanda Mars and of their amazing ministry power of prophecy. Tex, it's good to have you here.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you, and it always is. You know, we're friends, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. Man, what an impact you're making across America. My mail comes in, and everybody keeps talking about Alex Jones and what you're doing. Hey, I want to mention one thing to you. You mentioned you're very kind with your comments, maybe more than I deserve, introducing me. But I was just thinking, you know, you said that I had done books, authored books on robots, and I have indeed. In fact, I did a book called The Personal Robot Book that was published by McGraw-Hill Tab Books. It was a main selection of the Computer Book Club, the Electronics Book Club. This is many years ago. I did a book called The Great Robot Book, and then I did another book called Robotica, the whole universe catalog of robots. But I was just thinking, Alex, I mean, look at what God has done here. Here's a guy who wrote books about robots, and isn't that what they're trying to do? They're doing. They're turning the whole world into a robotica, a mind control individuals, even to the extent eventually of biochips.
That'd be a good book, Planet Robotica.
Planet Robotica, yeah. Take your prison, Planet Robotica. But isn't it ironic that God has taken me, and this is how God does many times. Sometimes I believe God has a great sense of humor in exposing evildoers, and maybe that's part of it with those books that, by the way, are probably available in some libraries, but it's been some years now, and we've been doing these things, and I enjoy exposing evil works. I really do. I must tell you, the Bible says for us to do it, but it's something everybody should be involved in.
Who was the prophet who talked about I had Pastor Butch Paul on yesterday, and he mentioned a particular prophet, I forget the name, out of the Bible, who said, they're going to kill me, they hate me, but it's burning in my bones, I can't stop.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. Isaiah, of course, was a great prophet like that. Elijah, Jeremiah was the one they threw him in prison and in a pit. But, you know, it's interesting that Isaiah said, whoever digs a pit shall fall into it. They dig a pit for our graves, but they're going to fall into it. And I'll tell you why. I believe it's because there is a small number of people, and many of them listen to the Alex Jones program, see you on TV, they get your books. They are now being educated way beyond anything imaginable. They go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Never before has there been even a small contingent of Americans who knew. Who knew.
Who that's, really know.
Yeah, and that's why I did Codex Magica. Over 1,000 pictures in this book. You can know. You can crack the Illuminati code.
We're going to get into it because it's like learning a whole new language. Like I learned German, I learned French, but this is the dominant language. This is the language going on. It's their gang member signs.
It's a hidden language, and they think we're all so stupid we would never find it out.
We'll be right back with Professor, Pastor, best-selling author Tex Mars. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've told the listeners that for many, many years, I had a little studio in my house. Then I had a physical office, but I didn't do the radio show out of it. Now I have a larger physical office in South Austin off of South Lamar at an undisclosed location. My 3001 address is a mail drop-off, but someday in the future I will have my office open to the public as a bookstore. But to make a long story short, then I'm going to start every week, multiple times a week, having guests in studio. Tomorrow it's going to be Mr. Stahl, who's running for the state senate, who's heading up Corridor Watch. It's already gotten the majority of Texas counties to say no. Some are signing injunctions and filing suit against the state and the foreign Spanish company that's going to turn 8,000 miles of Texas roads into toll roads with a transponder in all inspection stickers that will tax you by the mile. And officially, it will be around $100 round trip. This is official. To drive from Austin to Dallas, stay the weekend, and then come back. So it's going to turn the roads into to taxi cabs, your car into a taxi cab, and track and trace you, and give you tickets from point to point. And if you get 2 tickets for speeding in 3 years, you will then get 6 points and have hundreds of dollars, in some cases thousands of dollars, assigned under the Driver Responsibility Act to you. So this gives you an idea. If you buy too much beer, they're now saying with the new national ID cards, through the new national sales tax, they're having coming out that's supposedly going to replace the income tax. No, no, no. They have all these Judas goat phony conservatives out pushing it. They're going to have both running side by side. This is the official plan, the new sales tax. You will swipe your card, and then because it will be a graduated sales tax, the poor won't have to pay. But to stop fraud, we all have to swipe to assess our tax. That then brings federal control into all terminals, tracks all purchases. You drank too much beer. You're eating too much ice cream. Social workers will be dispatched. They're actually seeing this, and it's now starting in England where they're tracking purchases. And I've kind of just run off into a rant on that subject, but I want to toot somebody's horn. The first place I ever heard about RFID wasn't from Alex Jones, wasn't from Catherine Albert in the last 3 years, who's now the grand poobah of it. It wasn't from anybody but the man sitting about 2 feet from me, Tex Mars, 1995. He wrote it, published it in 96, Project Lucid. And he said they'll track, they'll trace, they'll tax, they'll know where everything is. And so with Tex, you're really jumping ahead into the future. It just, his work is so powerful and so prolific. Tex, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but people have heard you on the show many times, but I want to, and next time I have Ron Paul on, I'm going to do this too.
Mm-hmm.
Your journey, your awakening, I'm starting to ask different questions. Before we get into Codex Magic, we got plenty of time. We're going to take calls, cover a bunch of issues. I want to talk about the psychopathic statements by this U character in the who's a White House advisor saying torture people's children, crush their genitalia off in front of them. Mm. He was asked about it at a symposium in Chicago. He said, yes, it's good. Yes, the president can do that. Before we cover all that for the listeners, tell us about your life. I mean, tell us about Tex Mars and your awakening, your process, and what the ingredients were there, you know, already that made you the person you are, so prolific.
Mm. Well, you know, I come from small town America, very patriotic. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that even today. There is, as you mentioned, a real patriotism, though, a love of country, a love of our Constitution. And then there are the pseudo people out there, the fakes. And they have a definite agenda, far different than Jefferson and Washington and so forth. But I joined the Air Force as a young man right out of high school. The Air Force was good to me. I went on to get a bachelor's degree, summa cum laude in politics, political science. Then I went on to get a master's degree from North Carolina State and so forth. Became an officer, started out as enlisted, became an officer. A lot of telecommunications, started off in civil engineering, commander of a civil engineering unit. We won the award as the best civil engineering unit in the whole Air Force. Then I spent time over in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, earned the Vietnam Service Medal. Then I really went into something that I enjoyed immensely, but it did open my eyes because I was in, I guess some people would call it intelligence, but we just call it telecommunications. For example, I was in a missile warning squadron. We knew every time a nuclear device was exploded anywhere in the world, we could detect that with our incredible computer system.
And a lot of that stuff still classified, even though it was...
Oh, yeah, I really cannot talk about the insides. You know, I did residence in a building, a huge building, big as a Walmart store, without one window in it, and barbed wire all around it. You know, every day, that was my domicile.
this. You know, this used to happen about once or twice a year because I'm down in Austin, Texas. The network's up in Minnesota. And the phone companies told me, you know, we use the old technology of ISDN line because it's digital. It's dedicated. They go, it's 100%. We have no understanding of why this is happening. We've tested it. I can come in here when we're not on air and connect to the network for 10 hours on a glitch. And then whenever I've got a guest or a congressman on or something, and then I was told directly from a member of Army Intelligence that a group's really mad at you that's involved in telecommunications, which you were just talking about. You were just talking about classified stuff.
A distinct possibility here.
Well, no, I was told they were going to start messing with me, quote, taking the show down. And then right when I had Colonel Craig Roberts on the show, who has been one of my sources, right when I never talked about it on air, and we'd had no problems, right when I mentioned it, right as I said, they're going to cut us off, boom, it happened. You were talking about how you were then in the Air Force, you were doing classified, we were talking about text bars, and you were doing classified things. And again, folks, in the past, when this happened twice a year, I didn't think it was something, but I've been told. And then right when I first mentioned it, they cut us off, first time ever. So I definitely, they don't want you to hear what you're, but again, Texas not, don't, government, he's not getting into classified stuff with his nuke detectors when he was in the Air Force. He's telling us about himself. Tex, please continue.
Well, I was talking about the fact that I worked in a building that was as big as Walmart without one window. Everybody on the base, we were unable to tell them what we did. So, but they saw we would go in and out of this barbed wire insulation every day. And that's when I really began to wake up, because many of the things I read in the newspaper, they were not what I was doing every day, finding out what was going on around the world in telecommunications. Later on, I went over to Germany. I was commanding officer of a unit. One of the things that we did, when the Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, came over, we would take care of all of his cryptographic equipment. That's what we did. We set it up when he met at Helsinki with the Russians and all those things. So we knew what was going back and forth with all the traffic. And there again, very, very top secret, but amazing in terms of wakening you up a little bit about to the reality and how reality was far different than what the newspaper headline said. But, you know, I began writing books exposing the occult. The occult, the New Age movement, and the occult, the world globalist movement. I found, though, that all of these groups were connected. World Peace Now, the United Nations, the World Federalist, the money men behind them, and that's what we have a connection now, money men, were the same people. Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Institute,
so
the
when you CFR. Were, so when you were still in the Air Force, you began to wake up.
Well, I began to wake up because at the top levels of the Air Force, you see, I had generals and others that told me that I had been chosen. In fact, when I left the Air Force, you know, I was at the University of Texas at Austin, there as a professor of aerospace studies. I got a call one day. They told me that I had been chosen to be the executive officer for the third-ranking general in the Air Force. I was also told, you know, that the promotion system wasn't exactly what the Air Force officers thought it was. That there was a separate promotion system off here to the side that chose people, and you had to have certain qualifications. Well, now, since I was not a rebel at that time, I didn't know what you and I know now. I probably fit right into the core of what they thought they could do with me for the future. They said, you're going to go to Langley Air Force, Virginia. You're going to be the exec officer for the general in charge of the Tactical Air Command. You know, that was all the F-16s and the F-15, you know, all of the fighter aircraft all over the world and all of those installations and so forth. Well, I chose instead to get out of the Air Force right at the end of 20 years. I did love I loved Air Force Blue. I loved the Air Force. I loved everything I was doing. And I especially loved being at the University of Texas for the Air Force. But I went out and began writing these books, and yeah, it has been a progressive thing, because as I studied more and more, I realized what a menace this immense conspiracy is. And then finally, you know, after many books, about 40 books I've written, including Circle of Intrigue, you know, the bestseller that talked about the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy, I then decided, after 20 years of research, I had so much photographic evidence, the Masonic handshakes, the secret societies such as, you know, on the Catholic side, the Opus Dei, Knights of Malta, over into, of course, the Alta Vendita, the P2, all of these various secret societies, Order of Skull and Bones. I decided to expose those so people can see with their own eyes what a horrible conspiracy this is.
We're talking to Tex Mars. We'll break if the NSA lets us, and then we'll, you guys really have done what you promised. I guess you like educating everybody. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba in 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door is painted white with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
All right, folks. We're back live with Tex Mars in studio with us. And, Tex, you know, we've got about an hour plus left with you here today, and later I want to take some calls. But before we start running out of time, we have a lot of news stations. I mean, we've had like seven of them turn us on just in the last week or two. We have even more stations coming on next week with all of our other affiliates. People are going, Illuminati, New World Order, you know, what is it? This is publicly available knowledge. Codex Magica details all that, and we'll go through the book coming up in the next segment. But the history of it, how it operates, what it does. You know, the average person goes, well, something can't keep going on for hundreds of years. Well, what is royalty? What are royal dynasties? What are corporations? What are universities? They are these institutions that grow like an entity with these individuals that have the goals and that build themselves up while expanding the system. I mean, can you break down for people what the Illuminati is, what the New World Order beast system is, what they're building?
Well, keep in mind, we all have limited time on this earth. But if you believe in something very deeply, an ideology, a religion, then you will work toward that. I mean, obviously, those who are involved in, say, communism in the 20th century knew that their time was limited. In fact, many of them were atheists, and yet they believed they were building a utopia for mankind. They were do-gooders, so to speak. You know, you had the very obnoxious lady, I almost feel sorry for her, what happened to her. Madeline Murray O'Hare, who headed up the American Atheist Foundation. Here was a lady that believed there was no hereafter for her. She would just go back to dust. And yet she carried on one of the most heinous of campaigns to destroy the Christian faith. And of course, she was pro-communist and all of that. But why would she do that knowing that it wouldn't go on? Well, she did know it would go on because she was hoping to start a organization that would continue after her death. So these people, as I show in the book, Codex Magica, they're megalomaniacs, and they basically are psychopathic personalities. And these people have no consciences, no morals. You mentioned Mr. Yu, who talks about smashing the testicles of children, and that there was, the president has the full power to torture people and set up secret concentration camps.
And then he gets up
across this globe.
Well, I mean,
people are parasites, and they are psychopathic personalities. They have no conscience as well. They're like the BTK killer. No conscience.
So again, was a government official we can trust.
Yeah, and a church official too, because he was with the Evangelical Lutheran Church, a church that does not believe in Satan. That his pastor, the BTK killer, was asked after, you know, the president of his congregation, like the head deacon or whatever you want to call it, was taken away by police. Do you now believe in Satan? And he said, well, no, not really.
But, I mean, how are you supposedly a Christian and you don't believe in Satan?
Well, of course, they're not Christians. The Evangelical Lutherans. Now, we're not talking about all Lutherans because there are conservative Lutherans out there, the Missouri Synod and so forth. So, but this particular denomination has met and has approved everything from gay marriage to gay pastors and the New World Order. They're big into that. So there are Christian so-called faiths. They're not Christian.
Well, the thing
at all,
I don't get is that
they're hoaxes.
It's not debatable that the communists were created by the big bankers as an excuse to enslave and take over populations. And it's not debatable that they kill Christians, they enslave them, they torture them, peaceful people in Russia and China and Cuba. And then these people go, oh, I'm a liberal, oh, I like communism, when it admittedly has killed hundreds of millions of people.
Well, what we have to understand is that communism was a branch of the Illuminati.
Yes.
If you go back and you study the teachings of Weishaupt and the founders of the actual order of the Illuminati in 1776, May the 1st, that's why the communist world chose May 1st. Remember the May Day parade?
Yes.
And all that? That, again, goes back to satanic religion, because the ancient pagan mystery religions believed that May 1st had special occult significance. They set up maypoles, the phallic symbols, had satanic orgies and all of that. Everything relates all the way back to ancient Babylon.
And that, they'll admit that too. I mean, now, I talked about in the first hour how they had the front page of the Statesman a few years ago about how one of the biggest religious groups now at Fort Hood is the pagans, and they go out and run around naked, and they're allowed to because that's their... It's real popular, the orgies. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Text can speak to it. Text, we're talking about a powerful guild of controllers, just a few thousand of them, that are, I guess, following ancient technologies of controlling populations, and they really are the original propagandists, and they're on the power trip. I mean, we all know that power tends to corrupt. That's the actual quote, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and you know, really evidence shows that. But continuing with, you know, who the Illuminati is and what their goal is, and then I want to get into Codex Magica and take some calls. If they get their way with the transponders and the tracker chips and the cameras and the militarized police and the FEMA camps and all the things they're now, all the things they denied, you know, that they're now admitting but trying to put a good spin on, why do they want this straitjacket on us? What are they planning?
Well, it is very clear. In all of the utopian literature of the Illuminati, and much of it I quote in Codex Magica and give the authoritative sources, their theology is creative destruction. Remember now that word, creative destruction. They call themselves the builders.
And now, by the way, Bush administration officials have been using that term.
Well, I can understand why. One of the best-selling among Mason's books is of all times is called The Builders. Remember, their god they worship, one of the hazy, nebulous names they give him, is the Great Architect. But at first they believe it is very important to destroy. And remember the phoenix bird. When you go to the house of the temple, into the sanctuary, where the 33rd degree initiation ceremonies are held, this is the mausoleum. It literally is based on the great mausoleum that was built to by King Mausus. That's why they call it mausoleum in ancient Greece. The house of the temple is exactly 13 blocks on purpose from the White House. There's a huge black stone altar in Codex Magica. I have a picture of it. And you will see also in the picture in my book, Codex Magica, on the wall are emblazoned two huge golden serpents. But they are actually phoenix serpents with the horned crown. They are facing each other. They are coiled. And it's right behind the altar. And then, of course, in the middle of those two serpents, Alex, is the double-headed eagle, which has also great occult and political, economic, religious significance. Now imagine this incredible satanic sanctuary in the middle of Washington, D.C., 13 blocks from the White House, and yet such people as Billy Graham, Norman Vincent Peale, and no telling how many world leaders have been there. Because you're going to see Chancellor Helmut Kohl giving a Masonic hand signs. You're going to see Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy, all exposed in Codex Magica, doing secret Masonic handshakes, secret society hand signs, symbols. And then there are all the corporate logos. This is so far-flung, this conspiracy. It boggles the imagination.
Now, they believe that they get power out of openly hanging out their shingles and displaying these symbols. They believe that they need to do it in public to get the full power. Why is that?
That's right. Well, first of all, let's go back to the other question, if we could, just a moment. I don't mean to digress, but remember, in calling themselves the builders, they must have something to build on. First, they foment the chaos. They create the terror. They create the war and the bloodshed, and when everything is obliterated on Earth, then they can rebuild. And there we have the phoenix who rises up from the flames, you see, and rebuilds the new age, the new world order, Novus Ordo Seclorum.
And by the way, we actually have a clip in the computer, one of, like, there's got to be 500, 700, I mean, it's just, you ought to see the computer full of clips, but see if you can find that clip of Bush in the computer where he goes, we need to create chaos. And he goes, he turns red-faced, order out of chaos. And I, of course, published a book by Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos. I mean, that really is one of their maxims. And, of course, that's their excuse to murder and kill, is that they claim it's this union, thing of the yin and yang of how, it's okay that we're evil because we're also good.
The double-headed eagle you have. And then, of course, the Baphomet. The horned god, androgynous, half-female, half-male, hermaphrodite god of the Knights Templar, which is still worshipped today. Zena LaVey, Anton LaVey's daughter, she called herself a satanic witch. She had a little idol of Baphomet around her neck when she was baptized into the Church of Satan. And that's also in this book as well. But he has his hands in a certain way. One hand pointing down, one hand pointing up. The Baphomet, and there again, as above, so below. The great boast by Satan that he would conquer heaven and bring them both together. Thus, the Masonic eagle of the 33rd degree has one body, two heads. And Jabalon, the true god they worship, is a composite god. And, of course, God is not going to have any other god before him. The very first of the and second of the Ten Commandments tells us that. But Satan has this horrible idol boast. Now, you mentioned something very important a moment ago, Alex. You said that they do these things sometimes on purpose. To create a power. You see, there's two reasons for this. One of the things is performing ritual, and that's what these handshakes are, that's what these symbols, that's what these corporate logos are. They are invoking devil spirits. And through ritual, numerology, colors, symbols, hand signs, handshakes, and secret crypto language that they use.
They believe there's a resonance with all of this.
Resonance. They are magicians, occult magicians. And through magic, through black magic, they can help to create this new world.
Now, I want to be specific with people because I want them to understand. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. You do too, Tex. You're a pastor. But people look at the phony churches of the world, and you write about that in the book. That's one of your real expertises. You have a lot of experience and are very astute at that, showing how they create a counterfeit to actually make it look bad to people. But I want to be specific. We have a lot of atheists listening, a lot of agnostics, a lot of people who are like, well, I'm not a communist, or I'm not a New World Order person, or I'm not a Luciferian. Well, you're just kind of camp followers buying in, you know, to the trendiness. Understand, folks, even if you don't believe in God, let's say so many people, you know, email me or call me and go, Alex, you know, I just don't believe in all this devil worship. Well, I mean, when the Hillside, you know, Strangler or the Night Stalker tells people, you know, all the time, I'm a devil worshiper, I'm a Satanist. So many of these psychopaths, you mentioned the latest killer up in the Kansas and Missouri area. You know, he's a government official, he's a church official, and, you know, they don't say he's a devil worshiper on the news, but if you read his writings and what he said, I mean, it's devil worship. So it's this same M.O. throughout history. I mean, look at the Aztecs. They're worshiping a winged serpent, they're worshiping horned gods, they're cutting hearts out, they're murdering people, they're worshiping skulls. You know, it's the same thing in Babylon. It starts in Rome when it declines. It's just over and over and over again. Folks, you cannot ignore this. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't suddenly mean that none of this is real. And by that I mean, even if you don't believe that there's a spiritual force out there, the elite does, and they are governed by this pathology. And then you have to ask yourself, why throughout history then are elites, no matter if they're Native Americans or you know, ancient Visigoth Europeans, why is it the same reoccurring thing? Why this same theme? Even the names are similar. Tex?
Well, for people out there that say, I don't believe in a devil. I don't believe in a personal devil. And I don't know why these world leaders would believe that either. So this cannot be true. Okay. Well, let's just look at the case, and I cover that in one of the more important chapters of this book, Codex Magica. The case of Manuela Ruda, a woman over in Germany. She and her husband are involved in Satanism. Okay, well, let's say they're just stupid people. They don't know what they're doing. Hey, that's not going to help their victim, the gentleman that, according to the German courts, they lured to their apartment and had a satanic little party with him. And they made sure it was the sixth day of the month, and then they stabbed him to death exactly 66 times, 666. And after they did that, they drank his blood like vampires, and then they lay in an oak coffin and copulated in this oak coffin. Now, they are on trial, and they admit that, you know, the horrible thing they did. So anyone that says, well, I don't believe in devils, whether or not devils exist, and I believe the devil exists, these Illuminati, these elite, they believe in it.
They
just
do.
Just like Manuela Ruda, she believed in it, and she took action. The consequences are a man stabbed 66 times on the sixth day of the month. So whether or not that man believed in it, he is a victim.
Exactly.
And we have millions of victims all over America. Now we have torture centers being set up. I don't mean to be passionate.
That's good, Tex.
But we have torture centers set up in America. People say, I don't believe in evil. I don't believe in evil. When your testicles are being squeezed by some kind of a horrible forceps and people gleefully are doing it, maybe foreigners dressed in U.S. Army uniforms, but they're from Ukraine or Romania or Egypt, then tell me there's no devil while you're screaming out in agony.
Well, you just said it, and I don't know who coined it, but the devil's biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And,
absolutely.
And so, and that's what the New World Order does. They go, everything's fine. There is no moral compass. You don't have any position. Evil doesn't exist. Just let us take over. Don't worry when your police are garbed in black stormtrooper outfits with black helmets and black capes. Oh, don't mind when we're building all these giant FEMA facilities. Oh, don't. But then with doublethink, they'll go, Osama's evil when he's their person. But, he's evil. But then when we're going to torture children, everything Bush accused Saddam of, which most of it's baloney, it turns out that our own government is doing it on a massive scale. And so I think we should talk about Mr. Yu. I mean, imagine in America, folks, and he was on the same level as Alberto Gonzalez, one of the chief counsels, writing policy in the White House, and he wrote in memos, we can have genocide. The president, if he wanted to, could order torturing people's children in front of them, including crushing their testicles, was a quote. And he's at a big University of Chicago meeting. They have a Notre Dame professor there arguing with him. Well, you said this, and Mr. Yu goes, yeah, well, the president could order that. I mean, folks, the Nazis didn't publicly admit they did stuff like this. Only we now have gone to the level, and Bush is supposedly this Christian. And now I hear neocons on the radio talking about just this case, going, yeah, to save America, we got to do it. But meanwhile, we know the globalists are behind the attacks, Tex.
Alex, all people have to know is this. As governor of the state of Texas, our governor, George W. Bush at the time, you and I both lived here, he had the authority to commute the sentences of any prisoner on death row. There was only one prisoner of all of those on death row that he commuted the sentence of, and that was Henry Lee Lucas, the serial killer that some say killed as many as 300 people. We know he killed at least 6 people. Can you imagine? Governor Bush sent Carla Tucker to the death chamber, but Henry Lee Lucas he commuted to life. See, what kind of a garbled psychopathic personality does it take?
Well, they do this as a signal, as you said. I mean, you got this lady who is truly repentant, truly doing good work. Just people said radiating this power.
Hey, the prison warden said, please save her. Even Pat Robertson, a conservative Christian who says he believes in the death penalty, begged Governor Bush, don't take her life.
But
she's a wonderful Christian example now.
But then Bush made fun of her and said, please. She said, please don't kill me.
Yeah, she wrote me a letter and said, please don't kill me. I've never seen a president. I want to go back to something here. I'm writing a book now about our nation's founders. And without going into the context of that book, I want to tell you something.
Well, I was just going to say,
I've seen the writings of Jefferson. I have books, collections of the writings of the actual writings, handwritings of George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson. Not one of them ever asserted that the presidency has the right to crush people's testicles. And here is a White House attorney. These people are monsters. Anyone that says Bill Clinton was evil, hey, with Monica Lewinsky, he hadn't seen anything yet. We have evil consummated here.
But,
and by the way, I want to tell people something.
But I mean, Tex, aren't they doing this on purpose, though? I mean, they're not done. Oh. They're all over promoting torturing small children.
These are trial balloons, like OKC, Oklahoma City was a trial balloon. Waco, Ruby Ridge. If the American people will put up with this, let's see how much they'll stand. I mean, we've already gone so far with these idiots, and that's what they think we are. We're the vulgar. We're the profane. I quote high-level Mason.
Yeah, make your point.
Calling the American people.
I was interrupting you. What was the point you were going to make?
Well, my point is this. In one case in this, we're talking about the double-headed eagle of Freemasonry and all, and the satanic aspects, the rituals, how everything is, America is a dark theater of ritual. And that's what the purpose of my book, Codex Magicus.
Well, theater comes from ritual.
Theater does come. And theirs is a stage. They have created a stage. Remember, they believe, as Christians, we don't need numbers. We don't need rituals. But the Satanists do. Witches, everything. Did you know that Liz Carpenter, she's one of the ones I discussed in this book, she was the press secretary for First Lady Johnson, LBJ's First Lady. Liz Carpenter is probably the most beloved of Democratic Party dames in the state of Texas. Hillary Clinton comes down here for her dinner to recognize her great achievements of this Liz Carpenter, right? She's one of the most famous Democratic women in America, a Democratic Party. Did you know she goes out on the full moon into the hill country and howl. She and her female Democratic Party gals, and they howl at the moon. There's a picture in the American Statesman, and I have it in my book. Liz Carpenter howling at the moon. What is that all about? Well, you know what it is, in my opinion. It's witchcraft. Do they worship the devil? I was on King TV up in Seattle. I debated witches. They had a whole audience full of witches. One of them got up and screamed at me. She said, "You Christians, the devil is a Christian invention. We don't worship the devil. We worship the goddess." And I asked her, you know, the host comes over like Phil Donahue and sticks the microphone in my face. I said, "What do you think about that?" She says she doesn't worship the devil. I asked her, "In your rituals in the forest, do you worship Pan, the horned god of the forest?" And her face turned ashen, this witch.
Who also has hooves.
Well, he has hooves and furry legs.
Yeah.
He's Baphomet. Yeah, he's got horns. She says, "Well, yeah, we worship Pan, but he's not the devil."
Well, then I also get letters from people going, "You know, we never did human sacrifice. We're just pagans." In every pagan society, they're chopping people's hearts out. They're killing little kids.
Yeah, not every witch does. Of course not. Not every Satan does this. But to read the Satanic Bible,
well,
by Anton LaVey, and there is a section on there on how to commit human sacrifice.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that the penultimate of all of this, you know, when you get into the higher levels, like the average Mason isn't even a bad person on the surface. They don't know that they're part of something because they're low level. They're
right.
I want to talk about that. I want to tell people how to get Codex Magica also when we get back. We're carrying it. InfoWars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be right back.
Mars. Tex Mars is the author of Codex Magica, and he's written many other best-selling books. We are carrying Codex Magica, and Codex Magica has got over 1,000 photos and documents and diagrams. And if you want to be an expert on the New World Order, if you really want to know what's going on, you need to get this book. And we've been carrying it from the day it came out. I mean, the day Tex got it a few months ago, we got it. The innermost secrets of the Illuminati beckon you. They vowed you would never know. They thought there was no way you could possibly unmask the sick things they have been hiding. They were wrong. Now, thanks to the incredible revelations in this amazing book, you can discover their innermost secrets. You can identify the members of the Illuminati and unravel their astonishing plan to control and manipulate. You can crack the Illuminati code. They have their own hidden language. Codex Magica is an awesome in its scope and revelations. It contains over 1,000 actual photographs and illustrations. You'll see with your own eyes the world's leading politicians and celebrities, including America's richest and most powerful, caught in the act as they perform occult magic. Once you understand their covert signals and coded picture messages, your world will never be the same. Destiny will be made manifest. You will know the truth, and everything will become clear. And again, Tex Mars is the author of 37 books, including the number one bestseller, Dark Secrets of the New Age and The Circle of Intrigue, The Hidden Inner Circle, The Global Illuminati Conspiracy. A retired career U.S. Air Force officer, he has taught at the University of Texas at Austin and has appeared on radio and TV talk shows across the United States. And I would just say this. Take the MS-13 Mexican gangs. You know, they flash their gang signs. The police don't know what it means. The public doesn't know what it means. I mean, all of these gang signs and things actually go back. They're just imitating what the really big, serious gangs do. You know, they have their own language, their own codes, their own ciphers, because they are the original intelligence agencies. We think of an intelligence agencies as, you know, being founded 200 years ago in France and England to fight with each other. No, intelligence agencies were secret societies. But because they went back to antiquity, just at a secular view of it, they have all these occult trappings associated with them. So you can't deny that. And so they're communicating with each other really just with the sign language. They have their own private sign language, and they're going, "We're going to kill the slaves. Don't worry." Tex, would you agree with that analysis?
Listen, I agree totally. You know, it's very fascinating to me. When I first began 20 years ago exposing the evildoers, and I remember I said that I went all the way back to ancient Babylon. It became necessary for me because Revelation 17 says it pictures the last days world religious system of evil. It'll spread across the oceans as mystery Babylon the Great.
Let's talk about that when we start the third hour, and Texas just decided to be with us to lavish us with his presence through the next hour, because, you know, there's ads, and we'll also take your calls, I promise. But before this hour ends, go to InfoWars.com, order Codex Magica, and the accompanying DVD film I've made, The Order of Death, that comes with my other film, the new upgraded, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and you truly will understand what's happening and what's going on. Go to InfoWars.com to order the book or the videos off the secure shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And Tex, we only got 30 seconds. Have you seen Order of Death yet?
I have seen Order of Death, and we're offering it, by the way, in our ministry because, wow, this is packed. And it is real, and it's frightening.
And before this hour ends, in the next 10 seconds, give us the websites for Power Prophecy.
Well, powerprophecy.com. Very easy. Powerofprophecy.com and conspiracyworld.com.
All right, got to leave it there. Third hour, straight ahead. Stay with us. Strap yourselves in.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.